Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
There are a lot of things to talk about. We're kind of going to juggle back and forth this last hour between Browns and Guardians because the Guardians are such a great story right now. And Jeff was pointing out, too, and we had talked about this with Jason Nicholas from Channel 19 yesterday, too, the weather and looking outside right now and doesn't look good downtown. And when you go back and look at...
It's pouring downtown right now.
It's pouring. Okay. Because I can't see downtown. Jeff can because he's got the window seat in here. It's like I'm sitting on the aisle and he's sitting on the window. So when you look at, I really don't want to see these guys play a doubleheader.
Nope.
And I wonder how long they can sit it out tonight until they actually start. Because
it's supposed to be hit or miss all day, but it's hitting right now.
Again, the game. So just so you know how things work with Major League Baseball. Once they hand the game over to the umpires on first pitch, the determination of rain delays and everything that works forward is on the umpires at that point. Prior to, it's on the host team. So it's on the Guardians. So if there's any delays prior to first pitch, it's on the Guardians. Like I always think it's weird people get mad at the team when they start going into rain delays and stuff during the game. But that's not on the team. It's on the umpires. The umpires have complete control over what's going on once the first pitch is thrown. So I'm just kind of looking through hourly updates here. And again, Jason told us yesterday that he said today would be the day that if you were going to have issues with rain, today would be the day. So, we're having
issues right now, Andy. So I'm looking outside. It's still raining.
It looks like 3 o'clock. It's just cloudy. 4 o'clock hour, you get rain again. 5 o'clock hour, just cloudy. 6 cloudy.
What are you looking
7
at?
7 o'clock rain.
Just make sure you cover the mound and cover the batter's box because you want that water in the infield there. So then that way, when you do your bunt singles and your swinging bunts and everything in between,
don't make
the
me
water
do
just sucks that up.
Yep.
You done?
Weather Channel
just
says
sucks that up. So when you don't hit it out of the infield, you can cause it to stop like you do a golf ball.
Dan.
Weather Channel says
I see rain at 7, thunderstorms at 8, cloudy at 9.
Well, you're looking at something different than I am.
Take that drying agent and pack those lines.
Rain again
at
11.
We have different weather sources. Weather Channel says.
I'm using AccuWeather.
Weather Channel says.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I do not do this very often, but now I have to. We have truly crossed over into the turning into your parents portion of the program.
Tom Pritchard. How are we doing? Tom Pritchard.
We're looking at two different weather sites and arguing which weather site is the superior one.
Weather Channel says few showers at 7.
When's the jello served?
Clear from 8 o'clock on.
All right, that's not what I'm seeing.
Oh.
By the way, the code to the bathroom inside the gas station, 4621. That is like the
reason why you don't call them clean bikes, Andy.
Those are so well done.
They really are great.
Tom Pritchard's my hero. Get around to jalapeno poppers, me and the boys.
4 o'clock rain. This is what I'm seeing AccuWeather. 5 o'clock cloudy. 6 o'clock cloudy. 7 o'clock rain.
Ooh.
8 o'clock, I'm seeing thunderstorms with lightning. Like they even have the little lightning thing on here. And poor air quality, Jeff.
Oh, God.
82% humidity. Wind gusts at 28 miles an hour.
Can I give you one little ray of hope?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Because tomorrow's game is a night game, your theory about making sure they play tonight, and if they have to put it off until 9 o'clock to start, they will. It's not like you have to turn around and play a day game at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, that's true. So, but again, if I'm looking at this correctly, the window then would be If you have lightning at 8, you got to stop, right? If you got lightning, you got to stop. I don't know. I know it's true in high school football.
Well, that's what the AccuWeather's telling you there, Andy. Yeah, Weather Channel tells me we're good to go at 8.
So it does look like 9 and 10 o'clock hours are open, and then more thunderstorms at 11. You know what would be a bummer is if they say, okay, here we go, because the game's supposed to start at, what, 6:40, right? So let's say you start at 6:40. Maybe the rain isn't too bad in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, all of a sudden, 8 o'clock thunderstorms, boom, you got to shut her down.
You notice, Dan, I've shut up. I'm done with weather, but by golly, weather boy over here is going.
Well, it's important to the folks that are going tonight, especially when you look at the crowd.
Yeah, because they can't look it up themselves. Well, how much do we have to do it for them?
Well, why would you want to look it up? Be lazy. We're all good at being lazy. Everybody knows how to be lazy, so I'm going to sit here and help you with the weather.
What a guy.
And tell you exactly what I'm seeing
what a
right
pal.
Here.
Who's your pal? Andy Baskin.
Remember those Looney Tunes cartoons where like something would take place and Bugs Bunny would hold up the like baseball with the screw going into it and he'd flip to another one? That's the look that Jeff just gave me as he pointed at Andy. I was waiting for those pictures to show up in front of me.
Oh, wait. I'm going to give you the radar now if you want it. Oh, man. There is a gigantic blob
over Detroit. Oh.
I wonder if those are tears of misery from their fans. From last night, from Detroit fans. But then it's going to clear out. That's probably going to clear out by Sunday. That's bad for the Browns. You got to weigh it out between the Guardians and the Browns. I'm going to send this thing in motion. Oh, this is just for this hour, though. Although it does look like those severe thunderstorms that are over Detroit
right now. You know we have a
they're hanging today. On the northern part of Lake Erie. I'm just saying, man.
Fearless leader. It's 1 o'clock. You probably shouldn't do weather.
You don't think weather's going to affect tonight's game? We're talking about sports.
Not for 8 minutes.
All right, then Jeff, repeat after me. Dan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I pledge allegiance to the bunt. Of the United Teams of the Major League Baseball. Heck. Are you in?
What the hell's going on out here?
Thank you, Dan.
And to the group for which it stands, one nation under Rob Manfred, divisible by batting average.
What world of sports was that?
With RBIs and on-base percentage for all. Thank you. Live it. Learn it. Understand it.
Holy catfish!
Speaking of... one of the other things that came out yesterday about baseball itself, and Dan, I wanted to talk about this with you because you're just Mr. into everything, all this stuff. So the automatic balls and strikes, they're coming next year, right? And is it going to be good for the game, or do we like umpires? And last night's game, I think, is a prime example of wondering what this is going to look like going into next year. Because, Jeff, you watched that. What did you think of the umpiring last night?
Oh, a little hit or miss strike zone. Much like the weather. For instance, in the eighth inning, Hunter Gaddis had a strikeout and didn't get called. Next one was called. It was about the same pitch. If you watched Hunter Gaddis' body language, when he thought he had strike three and he didn't, he was like, oh, okay. And then he threw the next pitch and it looked like he thought it was a ball. And then he got the strike call. It's like, okay, I'll just mind my own business here.
What did you think of the umpiring last night?
Shaky. Unpredictable. Obnoxious for both sides. The kind of thing where I found myself sitting in my chair tapping my helmet.
Great that they're bringing in, you know, the challenge thing and all that. And clearly they can do it accurately. You know, whether as Andy said way earlier in the show, whether that box is, you know, absolutely right every time, who knows. But... if you can challenge it a couple of times and clear it up, good. I think for the most part, Major League Baseball umpires do a phenomenal job.
I do too.
Of calling balls and strikes. Yeah. Most for the most part. Clearly, some guys have their own strike zone. Clearly, some, you know, do some missed calls from time to time. Well, they're humans and they're calling balls and strikes, and you know, there's going to be some miss there. But I think for the most part, they do a really good job.
For the people that, like, I was thinking about this too with balls and strikes, and also with David Fry getting hit yesterday. Like, I just don't think fans get it sometimes. And I don't think, you know, we see it, we watch it on TV. You can see the ball on TV. You get the advantage of slow motion instant replay. Umpires don't. And I challenge anybody to go stand in a hitting cage. Don't even think about taking a bat with you. Just go put a helmet on, stand in the batter's box, and you can be a little bit farther away if you want to, and watch and see what a 100-mile-an-hour fastball looks like. You can't see it. I'm amazed at anybody that can not only get a swing off against a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but yet make contact and be able to drive the ball as well. Like, I don't know. And that's what makes them professional baseball players, because they have the ability to do that. And you see how, I mean, even the worst baseball player that can get the bat on the ball at 100 miles an hour, I think, is just unbelievably fascinating. Is it going to be good or bad, though, when they go to this automated system?
It's fantastic. It's the same technology.
How is it going to work?
So it's really easy. You're going to have two challenges. The only people who are going to be, each team, I should say, will have two challenges. The only people who will be allowed to challenge is the pitcher, the catcher, the hitter, and the manager. Those are the four who are able to initiate a challenge. It takes 14 seconds. It's the same technology that is used to determine in or out when it comes to tennis. You will tap your helmet. The umpire will then go, a challenge has been issued on the ball and strike. Everybody will look at the big old screen at the ballpark. You will see it come down, and you will see the pitch go over. It'll say ball or strike. We move on from there. It's that simple. It moves really fast. If you get it wrong, you lose a challenge. If you get it right, you keep the challenge. In extra innings, you will get another challenge, which would mean you'll have one challenge for extra innings. You'll lose the two if you didn't use them.
Is this too much? And I say that for this reason.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I say that for this reason. We all understand an umpire can miss a play at first base, miss a play at second, you know, an out. Is a strike, one ball, one strike, worth a replay? What? Maybe you can only do it with two strikes? I don't know.
Call it third strike?
Yeah.
It seems like that would be worth more. Couldn't be a swinging.
I mean, you ran into it yesterday in the ninth inning. There was a pitch that was called, that Cade Smith had, that was really high in the zone, that was called a strike. And you don't think at any point the Tigers were like, man, I wish I could tap my helmet on that one.
Well, you just said high in the zone. Remember, the high strike does exist.
Yeah, this was out of the zone.
Okay, then that wasn't in the zone.
Go back to reading the damn weather app.
Oh, is that what you're... Because Keith is asking us... By the way, I don't know if you want to do this, but no. Keith is asking us to do NHL preview, because there were a couple games on last night. I was watching some of those. Maybe World Soccer rankings. I mean, if you want to talk about the Oilers, the Panthers, the Rangers, or maybe even, I don't know, Jansen Harkins, who's got a lot of family here. You can give me the rap all you want, but this is what our boss asked for. He wanted some of this.
I-28.
Are you ripping the NHL?
G-64... G64.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.